Hi, everyone, and welcome to Curie. I'm Matt. And before we dive into today's episode, let me quickly tell you about the Curie app where this podcast originates. If you're enjoying what you hear and want more personalized episodes, download Curie from the App Store. With the app, you'll get two episodes every week, one on Monday and one on Thursday, plus bonus episodes exclusive to the platform. For Ash 2024, we're doing something special. We'll be releasing an episode covering each day of the conference with a final wrap-up episode at the end. Whether you're attending Ash or just following along from home, the Curie app ensures you won't miss a thing. This podcast will continue to be available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts every Thursday, but the app offers much more tailored content for curious minds like yours. All right, let's dive into today's topic, our exclusive preview of Ash 2024. Artificial intelligence will take center stage with a session titled "The Application of Artificial Intelligence in Hematological Diagnostics." This session will feature Dr. Claudia Haferlock, a pioneer in AI-driven genomics. She'll delve into how algorithms are transforming our ability to identify complex biomarkers with real-world applications that include automating disease risk predictions and improving diagnostic accuracy for hematologic malignancies. A complimentary session, "The Role of Artificial Intelligence in Hematology Practice, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly," will feature a panel of experts discussing ethical and regulatory challenges. Dr. Alex Hoyer will tackle concerns about algorithmic bias, while Dr. Maria Santos will provide case studies on AI's role in personalized treatment planning. Shifting gears to cellular therapies, ASH 2024 is packed with updates on CAR T therapies. One highlight is the presentation by Dr. Sarah Lynch's on BCMA-targeted CAR T therapies for multiple myeloma. She'll share new data on reducing manufacturing times while improving durability, a key challenge for widespread adoption. For chronic lymphocytic leukemia, Dr. William Werda will present findings on CD19 CAR T therapies, showcasing their potential in patients with high-risk disease. Additionally, gamma delta T cell therapies will be discussed by Dr. Ann Vincent, who will explore their promise as off-the-shelf solutions for hematologic malignancies. This year's conference also includes important updates on health equity, especially in the treatment of sickle cell disease. One standout session, "Reducing Disparities in Clinical Trials," will feature Dr. Paul James, who will discuss strategies to boost representation of underrepresented groups in studies. Meanwhile, Dr. Amara Green will highlight tools for bridging language gaps in hematology, offering practical advice for clinicians to improve communication and patient trust. For sickle cell disease, we're looking forward to updates from Dr. Emily Richek, who will present findings on molecular glues that enhance fetal hemoglobin production, a follow-up to last year's breakthrough on DOES-1. Beyond these themes, ASH 2024 has plenty more to offer. Menin inhibitors, which are showing potential in acute leukemia, will be covered in detail by Dr. Peter Lang in his session on novel drug targets for high-risk leukemia subtypes. In the realm of lymphomas, AstraZeneca will share first results from the AMPLIFY trial, featuring Dr. Honest Yunus, who will present findings on the efficacy of fixed-duration BTK inhibitors in chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Meanwhile, Bristol-Myers Squibb will showcase 5-year survival data for Breyanzi in large B-cell lymphoma with a presentation led by Dr. Jeremy Abramson. For multiple myeloma, Dr. Luciana Costa will present promising results from the CA057003 trial, which evaluates mezigdomide in combination with other novel agents for relapsed and refractory cases. And if you're interested in new drug classes, don't miss the session by Dr. Khalid Musallam on luspatercept, focusing on its long-term impact in beta thalassemia patients. To help you make the most of ASH 2024, let's talk strategy. First, download the ASH Meeting app. It's your go-to tool for creating a personalized schedule and staying updated on session changes. Next, prioritize networking opportunities. The ASH Foundation Run/Walk is not only a great way to meet colleagues, but also supports a meaningful cause. Be sure to visit the ASH Wellness Studio for sessions on mindfulness and burnout, which are tailored to help busy clinicians recharge. And for those attending virtually, take advantage of on-demand content to catch up on sessions you might miss. That's all for this preview of ASH 2024. Stay tuned to Curie for daily recaps and expert analysis throughout the conference. We'll be releasing an episode every day of ASH, covering all 4 days of the event and wrapping it up with a final summary episode. If you'd like to revisit the sessions and presenters mentioned today, check out the description of this episode for all the key details. Don't forget, if you want to personalize your listening experience and gain access to bonus episodes, download the Curie app from the App Store today. You'll find links in the episode description. Thanks for listening. Take care and stay curious.